Monday, July 16th, 2012. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can handle the truth, to see the lineup for Studio A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest schedule for this program, please visit the radio schedule page at spingola.com, where you will see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. Please feel free to join my email list to receive the weekly announcement of scheduled guests and other special notices. I have linked it to today's date. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. My regular email is Deanna at Spingola.com, which I do not access during the program. Please hold your calls until we open the phone lines, then we will take those calls at 800-313-9443. My guest today is Joshua Hart. He is the director of Stop Smart Meters. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. And this is really a wonderful website. You will find sample letters there. You will find all kinds of information about what smart meters do. You will find out why you should oppose smart meters when your utility company wants to put one in. He also has actions you can take where you can actually write to your local utility commission. There are petitions that you may sign, and you can certainly, if you live in the right area, you can certainly defend your analog meter. Now, understandably, people want to have progress, and that is what these utility companies plan on. They think that if they promote the idea that a smart meter will be progressive, that it will save you electricity, that it will be really, really good for you, that is why they want you to, that is the story that they want to tell you. And they hire PR companies. I know that that the utility company here in Illinois hired a big, expensive PR firm in Chicago, and they designed all of these wonderful commercials, and it just made the consumer appear to be backward and back in the old days if they didn't say yes to smart meters. And so these people know exactly how to sell things, and that's why the utility companies hire these PR firms. But you do have a choice. The energy law of 2005 says that they may offer them to you. It does not say that it is absolutely essential that you do this. And so it's important to read that law. It is also important to take action, to talk about this issue to your neighbors. And I have a neighbor. She lives across the street. She works for the utility company. And I was telling her about the dangers of smart meters. And then she told me about the dangers that some of the meter readers have in certain areas in Chicago. And she said, with a smart meter, those meter readers will not have to go in those dangerous areas any longer. And I said, well, what about all the other meter readers who just have a regular job, who cover millions of other homes in Illinois? What about their jobs? And she didn't have an answer for that. All righty, we are going to a three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling. And with no payment plans, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days? And keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee. And it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet. And we guarantee the results in writing. Call now. 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
We are back. Our guest today is Joshua Hart. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. And as I was mentioning, and I'm not sure Joshua is ready yet, but as I was mentioning before the break, smart meters typically last only about 5 years and then they need replacement, whereas an analog meter can last somewhere between 30 and 35 years or longer. So he will be with us in about 4 minutes. There's another website that I would like to introduce you to. It's called refusesmartmeter.com. And, you can actually get a sign, that is very easy to attach to your analog meter. One of them says, attention, do not install smart meter. And, I have two of these on my analog meter. And there's some other things that you need, you can access at this website, one of which is a booklet that is wonderful. It's just wonderful. And it's called Just Say No to Big Brother's Smart Meters. And it's very important. Okay. And this is about it's got several pages to it. But you do need to protect yourself. Don't assume that somebody else will go ahead and oppose these, that some group somewhere will make these things go away, when in fact we each need to do this on our own. We need to write to our utility company. And Josh, at his website, does have a letter that you can write and personalize it and It's a sample letter to your utility company. And I did this. In fact, I wrote four letters. And as I say, you just personalize it. And at the top, it says, notice of no consent to trespass and surveillance. Notice of liability. And if you send that by certified mail, you want to be certain that you get a receipt for a certified piece of mail so that you can actually verify that you did notify your utility company so that you have something in writing that they did get it. And as I said, I sent it to four different people, one of which was the president and one that was in charge of the logistics. And basically, this is what a smart meter will do and what is included on this letter. Number one, they individually identify electrical devices inside the home and record when they are operated, causing invasion of privacy. Now, the invasion of privacy is a very minor thing. The most important thing that you need to understand about these smart meters is the terrible, terrible health risk that they involve. And okay, Josh is with us. Joshua, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. Good morning. Good afternoon.
Yes. I'm so glad that you could take some time. Now, you recently had a situation. You sent out a notice to everybody on your email list, which I am on your email list. This was some details press release, PG&E tries to muzzle incriminating details emerging from widening smart meter spy scandal. And you sent this out on the 11th. So do you want to talk to us about that?
Well, Deanna, this is a long and sordid story, so I hope you have some time.
Yes, we do. You have 2 hours minus commercials.
Okay, well, it might take a... take that long to go through it all. Basically, this story starts 2 years ago, in July of 2010, when the smart meter debacle was just getting rolling. Pacific Gas and Electric, or PG&E, is the largest utility in the country, serves most of northern and central California. And PG&E started rolling out their smart meters in California in Bakersfield in 2009. And were immediately accused of using devices that overcharged people. Pretty much the entire city of Bakersfield was up in arms about this overcharging. And then in 2010, they started deploying in the Bay Area, the San Francisco Bay Area, and there was a really significant backlash against the meters. Local governments started passing laws prohibiting meter installation. Consumer groups started meeting and organizing against the devices. And, you know, PG&E ignored it all, ignored all the public backlash, said, you know, we're just going to continue to deploy. And, And, you know, in their arrogance, they just felt like, we don't need to listen to the public. We don't care what the public thinks. We don't care what elected officials think. You know, the Public Utilities Commission, which is made up of our cronies, says we can go ahead with it, and so we're doing it. And because of that, you know, in 2010, there were protests in both Santa Cruz County and in Sonoma County, which ended up shutting down installation, literally citizen-led, you know, resident-led blockades of these yards, these installation yards. And so PG&E was under an immense amount of pressure to, you know, find a way to make the deployment work. They were under pressure from meter manufacturers, from smart grid companies who were looking at the backlash faced by PG&E and worrying about the whole smart grid that they were basically treating as a cash cow. And so William Devereaux was PG&E's head of their entire smart meter program for the whole state of California. They were going around to local governments, pledging the safety of the meters, the accuracy, the fact that there's no health effect they were claiming, and basically saying to the local governments, trust me, you know, I wouldn't lead you astray. These meters are safe. They're tested. And William Devereaux was caught November of 2010 using a false identity. He was pretending to be an activist named Ralph Floria, and accessing the private communications of our group and other groups, similar groups around the Bay Area, who were organizing to stop the deployment. And so he was caught trying to infiltrate one of the most private groups in November 2010, which was a group run by the California EMF Safety Network, who were discussing the scientific evidence for the health impacts being experienced, and also legal strategy against PG&E. And he was caught, he was exposed in the media, he resigned subsequently, and PG&E said, oh, this was an aberration, it was just one executive. You know, as soon as we found out about the spying, we, did an investigation and rooted all of it out. And what turned out later and recently from a CPUC, a Public Utilities Commission investigation, was that it wasn't just William Devereaux. It was Pacific Gas and Electric's entire executive team, essentially, who knew about the spying, who actively participated in it, potentially, participated in it, and who condoned it. This is the kind of behavior that we're seeing from utility companies all over the country, in which they are actually, battling with consumer groups concerned about health and safety rather than, working with them to try and resolve, acknowledged issues of where health and safety are lacking. They instead are referring to us as insurgents and slackers and in these emails that we're obtaining, we see the kind of mindset that's at work here. It's really a sort of a war gaming against those who are fighting for the public's health and safety. And these are, of course, our public utilities, the utilities that we depend on every day, the electricity and the gas, telecommunications providers, who are actively war gaming those who would seek to ensure that those services are rendered in a safe manner. So it's very disturbing. It's incredibly disturbing, and it has huge implications for, the way that our government is regulating or not regulating these utilities.
Amazing. And they called you insurgents?
Yes. Yeah. They said, this is the William Devereaux forwarded our internal emails to the rest of the executive team at PG&E, saying, oh, this is the latest from the insurgents as they organize for tomorrow's protest. And they actually took the emails that we were sending about our protest the next day and saying, in which we discussed, oh, we'll show up at 6 a.m., at the yard, we'll have signs, we're going to call the media. And so they took that information and then instructed their installers to get there an hour before we did. And so when we arrived, they were already gone out and installing these meters. So they used the intelligence that they gathered surreptitiously, to discredit our groups, at least to attempt to discredit our groups, to infiltrate and avoid our protests and avoid the kind of public scrutiny that is necessary in democracy to ensure that there is no abuse.
And you say this is happening in other groups within the country?
Well, PG&E is not alone in putting up fake names. We've had a number of individuals from smart meter manufacturing companies and utilities across the country, write fake comments on our website or attempt to. And, we can see from their IP addresses that they are writing from utility companies, not from activist organizations, as they're claiming. So.
Oh, my goodness. All righty. We do have to go to a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Joshua Hart. Stay tuned.
As business becomes more difficult, control of cash and the ability to borrow becomes critical. Working capital cash is your greatest insurance and guarantee of financial stability in these uncertain times. Equipment leasing allows you to obtain the income-producing equipment that your business needs and pay for it with tax-free, ever-devaluing dollars. Money that you've already earned and paid taxes on should be sparingly used. That is your reserve capital, safety net. We are also able to buy and lease back equipment that you already own and have depreciated, thereby making more cash available for your present-day needs. For a complete, comprehensive explanation as to how this financial truth will benefit your business future, call Bob New Incorporated at 888-639-2621. 888-639-2621. Keep your working capital cash reserves and borrowing capability. 888-639-2621.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Joshua Hart. His website is stopsmartmeters.org, and it's very important that you go there. He's got a lot of resources. He's got petitions. And I personally believe that the things that happen in California, such as the deployment of all these smart meters, is just a sign of what will occur in the rest of the country. True?
In the rest of the country.
Right. Every person who has issues, who has concerns about these smart meters should do something about it and not just assume that other people are going to do it for them.
And, Deanna, I'd just like to talk about a recent report that was issued by the just on the health issue in particular, because there's a lot of issues with the smart meters, of course. A recent report by the American Academy of Environmental Medicine, the AAEM, which represents hundreds of physicians. They're based in Kansas, and the smart meter issue has been increasingly in their focus in terms of a health concern. Late last week, they released recommendations for a number of different ailments, people who are suffering from cancers or neurodegenerative or neurological diseases, a long list of medical conditions that these people should avoid smart meters, utility meters that are being placed on practically every home and business in the country. So they cite 20 peer-reviewed scientific studies to back up their recommendations. And, you know, these latest set of recommendations really confirm what we've been saying for 2 years now, which is that, you know, based on what the science is saying, what the medical research is saying, smart meter pulsed radio frequency microwave radiation is extremely hazardous. You know, cell phone radiation and Wi-Fi and all the wireless gadgets that we that many of us surround ourselves with, and you know that is basically we're essentially creating a thickening blanket of electro smog through our communities is hazardous, and people should avoid these sources of RF. They should they do we assert have a right to avoid these sources of radiation. And, you know, there is an obligation if we are informed citizens of this country, if we are community members and we are concerned about our families and our communities, we have an obligation now to organize and to fight the proliferation of these kinds of technologies. And that is, in fact, what is happening nationally and internationally as groups, grassroots groups form to educate the public and to fight these smart meters in particular, but in general, the whole sort of wireless proliferation that we're seeing. And, you know, it's something that many of us weren't aware of. Many of us may still not be aware of it. But, you know, after reading the evidence of just how serious these biological consequences are, I gave up my cell phone. I wired my computer's connection, you know, to a hardwired Ethernet connection and ditched the Wi-Fi. And it's just not worth it in the end, you know. And the other thing that, of course, wireless technology makes possible is extraordinarily intrusive government surveillance on our lives. And, you know, we were shocked when the Public Utilities Commission several months back in California, the commissioners actually gave the green light to these third-party corporations to access and to process and to use our private data about what we do in the privacy of our own home. So it's very much a situation where technology is bringing about a potential for harm, a potential for privacy invasion that we have never seen before, and our policies, you know, to protect the public just aren't keeping up. So that means that the onus it falls on regular, everyday people like you and me to stand up and fight this menace.
Right. I rarely use my cell phone. In fact, I don't even know where it is right now. I actually got rid of my wireless telephones. And, I mean, it's not as convenient. And then I also purchased some products that I wear or that I put by my computer to try to avoid as much of the radiation as possible. I don't use a microwave oven. And I think that these are things that we should do, even though it may be inconvenient for us.
Definitely. I mean, I think it's not so much we should do it as, you know, if we don't do it, there's going to be consequences. And I, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, I was of the school of thought of like, oh, well, you know, there's hazards everywhere, and I'm sure that, you know, sitting in front of my computer for hours on end is not great, but you know, there's a lot of problems everywhere, and I can't worry about everything. And I sit in front of my computer now, and I feel we're not talking about wireless microwaves here. We're talking about low frequency, you know, electromagnetic field just from the processor. Even if you turn the Wi-Fi off, there's still, you know, any kind of electricity goes through a wire, you're going to have some electromagnetic field around it. And in the early 90s, of course, there was a huge national controversy around these increased childhood leukemia levels around high-tension power lines.
Right.
So this is sort of, you know, related to that, and we're learning more and more every day.
All righty. We do have to go to a break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Global Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, MEG, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Joshua Hart, his website is stopsmartmeters.org, and the other website that I really like is refusesmartmeter.com. And, okay, you were talking about the health issues, which I think are really very significant, and you were talking about childhood leukemia, and to think that they are now putting cell towers on public schools is just egregious.
Yeah, there's this gap between, you know, what we know scientifically and what the telecommunications companies are required to, to follow the guidelines that they're required to follow by the FCC. And increasingly, people are realizing that, you know, the Federal Communications Commission, which does set guidelines for maximum human exposure to these kinds of frequencies, is not following the most, to put it mildly, is not following the most recent and most accurate scientific evidence. And because of that, lack of regulation, that lack of oversight, it's like the Wild West as far as wireless proliferation goes. And you're beginning, you know, we've seen for a long time now, but it's getting worse and worse. Cell phone towers on school grounds, as you said, Wi-Fi in schools is a major, major controversy right now. There's a lawsuit being filed against Portland, Oregon public schools by a father who's desperately worried about his child going to Portland public schools. And there's just really a grassroots backlash and a sort of exponential increase in the understanding of the public about how bad these things are. And it's unfortunate, but a lot of people are learning about this the hard way. And just so people who may not be familiar with this whole debate and what's gone on with the smart meter controversy, we've had more than 10,000 written complaints to the California Public Utilities Commission after smart meters were installed on people's homes and businesses, complaining about very, very similar health effects from all corners of society, typically headaches, nausea, the dizziness, the insomnia, ringing in the ears. And, hundreds and hundreds of people have come forward in person at Public Utilities Commission meetings to describe the same symptoms, to demand a halt to the program. And the Public Utilities Commission, who is made up of a lot of employees who used to work for the utilities, people refer to it as a sort of a revolving door between the regulatory agencies and the companies that they're meant to regulate. And this is very, very common in this country at the moment. But, the PUC will say, oh, well, we've addressed your concerns. We've provided an opt-out so that you don't have to have a smart meter on your house. You can pay a fee every month to keep your old analog meter. And, of course, this is not sufficient. Many people live in apartment buildings. Every one of us who goes about our business and goes our daily errands in town is exposed to a crisscrossing mesh network of pulsating microwaves. And, it's not a terribly comforting thought, to think about that. But it is the reality. And, on Thursday, I think it was, of last week, the Maine Supreme Court ruled in favor of the plaintiffs in a case where they basically, the court said that the Public Utilities Commission in Maine failed to adequately review the safety of the smart meters before deploying them. Now, it's unclear what effect the ruling will have, but it's important that the courts are now confirming what the public has been saying for a long, long time, and that is that there's all of this evidence that is not being considered, that the utilities commissions are selectively choosing what evidence to consider, and that an opt-out, whether it's for free, as they have in Vermont now, or whether they charge a fee, as in California and many other states, is not sufficient. It doesn't address the involuntary exposure of those who are not aware of the smart meter health threat. And what we need is a moratorium and a full stoppage of any further installations and a series of independent hearings with experts testifying on the record about what biological and human health effects, not to mention environmental health effects, because we've seen a lot of damage to bees and insects and plants from the microwaves. We need hearings on this, and we need them now, and we need a halt to further installations. An opt-out program is not sufficient, particularly if you live in a dense area, particularly if you live in an apartment building. But this is something that is growing in terms of the national and international movement against the debacle that is the smart meter rollout. And the utilities claim that this is all because we need to save energy, we need to reduce our peak demand when we use power, and there's simply no evidence, no independent evidence that the smart meters will, in fact, reduce energy, and quite a lot of anecdotal firsthand evidence that the smart meters actually consume energy themselves, that the associated infrastructure, like all the data server banks and the server farms that are being constructed to contain and hold and remember your private data, will actually use a lot more energy and increase the pollution in our air and deplete our resources even further. So the justification for the smart meters is really ringing quite hollow. The only thing that we can really think that in terms of why this smart meter mesh network is happening now is that it allows the utilities to solidify their profits, to increase their profits by overcharging people, to exert control over the grid, and to be able to turn people's electricity off remotely, if that's what they want to do. Before, they had to send a technician into the field to physically switch you off, but of course with the smart meter mesh network, they can turn you off back at the central office, you know, for whatever reason. So this is a really bad program, and it's hurting people in a number of ways. And you know, we're just inundated with people who are saying, you know, the smart meter went in, I'm experiencing all these health effects. What do I do? And you know, we've tried to help people organize, and a lot of people in a lot of states have organized successfully and have pushed the public policy in a better direction. And we have an extensive frequently asked questions section on our website for the people who want to know how these things work, or want to know answers to how the privacy invasion works, or what are the wireless health consequences of being exposed to one of these, or, you know, does the headache I'm suddenly experiencing have anything to do with the smart meter? These are all questions that can probably be answered by looking at our FAQ, our frequently asked questions at stopsmartmeters.org. So right. we encourage people to, you know, research more and develop a stronger understanding of these issues.
What kind of media attention have you gotten, or your organization has gotten from the media?
In general, over the past 2 years, I would say in some respects extensive, and in other respects not nearly adequate. You know, we've had a huge response from alternative media, from independent media. You know, we've had local coverage here in California from our TV stations and radio. There has been very little national coverage. There's been a couple of articles in the New York Times, I believe one in the Washington Post. Limited, though, you know, and not really looking too deeply into the health issues. We have not had, as far as I know, we have not had any national television coverage, broadcast television coverage, looking at the controversy around smart meters, which is an extraordinary oversight. And that will change, I believe, this week when PBS NewsHour does a segment on the controversy. I believe that will air midweek, although I'm not sure the exact date, but people might want to watch a PBS NewsHour this week if they want to watch some coverage of the smart grid controversy. And they came to San Francisco. I was interviewed for that, and a number of other activists were also interviewed. But it's sort of funny. It's sort of, you know, the media, you know, in general, I believe, is not, you know, doing due diligence, is not doing its job by failing to present a realistic picture of the controversy around wireless health impact. And, you know, one way that the wireless industry sort of muddies the waters is by funding a whole load of their own research, which is designed to not show any connection between negative health outcomes and wireless exposure. And then the media can say, oh, well, you know, some studies show that there's an effect, some studies show that there's no effect. But the reality is that if you look at just the studies that have been funded by independent sources, not industry, that these overwhelmingly show a human health impact from wireless exposure. And that's what people need to look for. They need to ask the questions, well, who funded this research? Because, you know, if you're a scientist, your research needs to be funded by someone. And if you're coming out with an outcome that is not, you know, amenable to the industry, you're not going to be funded again. And scientists are aware of this, and it's a bit of a game, unfortunately. But by looking at the sources of the funding and the outcome, I believe there was an analysis that was done several years back that showed, you know, that those studies that were funded by independent sources overwhelmingly showed an impact. And so those are the kind of analyses that we would expect from an independent media, but I think, you know, you and I are both well aware that we don't have a truly independent media in this country. It's very much a corporate media. And these questions, you know, basically the wireless industry, you know, profits an enormous amount, millions, billions, trillions of dollars internationally. And I think politicians who get a lot of contributions from these companies and, you know, the media that reports on these issues is unwilling, you know, for whatever reason, to risk the golden goose, even if the golden goose is going to end up giving many of us brain tumors from cell phones. You know, the time was 10 years ago when we should have had warning labels on cell phones saying that there's an association with brain tumors, and not to hold it up to your head or up to your body. But you still see people all over the place holding it up to their body, and an increasing number of us are developing brain tumors. And it's you know, I know several of these people, and it's extraordinarily sad. Their families are angry that there was never there was no, you know, not at least a warning label on the cell phones on these products. And you know, after the World Health Organization listed radio frequency microwave radiation as a class 2B carcinogen last May, it appears as if the U.S. Supreme Court is going to be reconsidering a number of brain tumor cell phone cases that they had previously set to the side. So this issue, you know, the FCC sounds like they are opening up the issue again and looking at, you know, their regulation. But, you know, people who have been involved in this for many years don't hold out too much hope that it's going to result in any kind of real biologically based standards. It's all about, you know, the industry and about profits. And as far as, you know, human health and our, the risk to our safety and our well-being, that is still very much up to individuals and families and communities to look at the science, to make a determination, and protect ourselves. Because, you know, we cannot trust the industry. We cannot trust the regulatory agencies who are meant to protect our safety. It's increasingly a situation where we have to do it ourselves. And that's what we've been trying to provide the tools for local communities to look at what the evidence is, to weigh, you know, the convenience, as you said, versus, you know, a very real health risk down the road, and to make decisions about what technologies to allow into our lives and into our communities that are based on sound science, not on industry spin.
And, of course, there are still too many people that don't even recognize that these things are dangerous, whether you're talking about a cell phone or whether you're talking about smart meters. They don't know that they need to be aware of this, and that is why it's so wonderful that groups like yours is having an impact. I do think it's egregious that the news media will not cover this, and they should be talking about these things on every single channel, and yet national coverage is just absolutely non-existent.
Yeah, it's a discrepancy between, you know, just the you know, how developed and extensive these grassroots organizations who are fighting the smart grid have become, and how little national media coverage there is on the issue is really startling. And from where we're sitting, and you know, the election coming up in November, and the months leading up to it, is an extraordinary opportunity for people to really put this issue, you know, the smart grid and the technological decisions that are being made, and the public health and privacy threats posed by the smart grid, to our, you know, elected officials. They need to answer to why both the Democrat and the Republican parties have funneled, you know, billions of dollars in stimulus funding to these projects without any adequate oversight. And it's you know, it boggles the mind, really, that just as we're having, you know, we're hearing about so many new studies showing cancer and behavioral effects and cognitive effects from wireless, you know, that we're engaged in the most significant increase in exposure to the population via smart meter installation. In many cases, you know, they're still referring to it as mandatory, even though there is no legal basis to force these devices on people's homes. There is no law that says you have to have a smart meter. So that's really important to know. In states that without a official opt-out, you know, you don't have to allow something that's hazardous onto your house. That's That's a basic constitutional property right that we have. And, if we don't exercise our rights and we don't stand up for them, then the utility industry and the government's going to come along and abuse us. And, in many cases, that is what's happening. But in many cases, local communities are banding together, passing out flyers, having community meetings, and really standing up with one voice and saying, no, we're not going to let you come into our community and install these devices. So that's right. Very encouraging.
Right. There is a report in the local newspaper that they were going to go ahead in Illinois and install them, that there was no problem. But even though there has been some opposition. All righty, we do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read out it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Joshua Hart. His website is stopsmartmeters.org. And I had mentioned before the break that our utility company here in Northern Illinois plans on installing 4 million of those things in the next 10 years. And the local group that in the next community next to mine, the Naperville Smart Meter Awareness Group, has taken this to court, and back in January, the judge ruled in favor of the utility company. And this is just, despite all of their opposition, despite the fact that they have have, you know, done everything that they seem to be able to do, it just doesn't seem to be very impactful. People still aren't aware of it. They had a demonstration just recently in front of the courthouse, and I think there were probably only about 200 people there, where there should have been, you know, a couple thousand. And so we're just not getting the reporting here in Illinois at all about these dangers and the intrusiveness of these things.
Well, yeah, Deanna, my understanding is that the Naperville legal case is ongoing, that they are seeking a federal injunction to stop the installation. But, you know, and you know, people are working. There are, you know, hundreds, if not thousands, of people working so hard right now across the country to educate the public, to, you know, to file lawsuits, to raise money for these lawsuits, to, you know, go knocking on door to door. It's extraordinarily time consuming and costly. And so, you know, if people have the ability, if they have the time and can contribute to volunteering with their local group, or if they have money but no time and want to contribute, you know, there's a lot of different efforts going on. If they want to contribute to our organization, that is certainly welcomed. They can do that at stopsmartmeters.org/donate. But, you know, what we've seen over the past couple of years is that when communities have risen up and said, you know, we're not just going to go to regulators or politicians and ask for a solution to this problem. We're not just going to go and ask our assembly member or our city council or the state or the feds to put a halt to this, because that's been done and it hasn't worked, and people have done that in large numbers. And what really has worked is when people stop giving up their power to these utility companies, who basically lie and really cheat and misrepresent the facts whenever they have an opportunity. They misrepresent what rights people have and what rights homeowners have to refuse these meters. And what has worked is when people stand up together and say enough is enough. We're going to, you know, physically stop these meters from being installed. And, you know, it might sound radical, but when you're faced with a situation in which, you know, a carcinogen is being doused throughout our communities, and, you know, it's very evident that the safety investigations have not been followed, that the evidence has not been taken into account, that people get together and blockade, you know, these installation yards were necessary. And that is when we've seen real stoppage in the installation and a victory for the public.
All righty. We do have to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after station ID, and we'll take your phone calls.